RK101, how to do things in your daily life. Getting up in the morning, cleanliness next to godliness. We've got rats in the basement. Well, Prabhupada said, I think I heard, the way to get rid of rats is to keep everything clean. And makes sense, right? They want a mess they can crawl around in and hide in and build their nests in. But if it's just a clean, sterile floor, who cares? So cleanliness, and you know, you want to do something real hard. I have to accomplish this, and then you set out on doing it. Just as when I make these programs, you can get over ambitious and you're writing scripts and training and your looks, and then you're all nervous. It's so much about our consciousness. But if you take it the other way, okay, you set up all the cameras and the this and the that, do all the physical arrangements and whatever, but first, just, that's what I do, sit here in front of Gandharika Girda, in front of God, in front of Radha Krishna, and ask them, what shall I do now? What do you want me to do now? And you may be completely stressed out. Oh, I don't have time to do this now. I have so much to do. I have to meet that deadline. And oh, stressed out. I don't have time to sit down in front of God and ask what to do. I know what to do. Try it. It took me a lifetime to learn this. Because I would say that's the difference between mode of passion and mode of goodness. Mode of goodness, some passion people, they think that those people in the mode of goodness, they don't get anything done. They're just sitting philosophizing, thinking and meditating and talking and being all sattvic. But I would say it's about this way of doing it, of doing things here. You start there, just try it. Sit down in front of God and just ask, what shall I do now? And the first thing I notice is, oof. And the world of peace here again. Here everything is eternal and full of peace and love and clarity. Because that's what it is. A realm of Satchidananda, which we actually belong to. So we just, in our meditation, turning back to reality. That's what altars and meditation and yoga and all of that is meant for. Turning back to reality. What does reality mean? Well, as I define it, it means us, we who live, God and God's parts and parcels, us. And then secondary importance, the environment we find around us. But, you know, our environment, now it's spring here, even in Sweden we can experience that the environment that is here, and I'm talking about the not the human-made one, which is often a bit sterile and lifeless-looking. You go out into nature, and I'm happy here in Sweden. We have preserved our nature so far, unless they now are going to sell it all out to the huge corporations from abroad. It's alive. And that's where the psalm is, and that's what we're talking about here, there, because they're now selling out the stupid so-called government of Sweden. They're selling out that huge lands up there to huge corporations that will just rape it, exploit it, steal from it, take everything they can get. Respect for Mother Earth, my ass. I guess I can hear them saying, but yeah. So support those up there fighting. And the Sami, I asked a Sami scholar lady, and she said, we see everything in the cosmos, everything in the world is alive. So that's the world, the cosmos we enter into when we take up this yoga path. And Bhakti Yoga is really, truly about taking up the yoga path, continuing it beyond bodily exercises. So, yeah, we start there in the living cosmos. Here am I, here is God, Goddess, and God. Here are all of us, wonderful spirit souls. And it's all about love and fun and happiness. That's what existence is about. So here am I, and I have something to do today. But, and the reason I'm speaking these words is that I felt a bit stressed and getting nervous. So I just did that. I stand here before my Gandharva Girdhar and just ask them what to do now. And this is what I'm doing now. Which is, you could say, my meditation that I think out loud. So yeah, and then generally I find almost all the time, actually, not well all the time nowadays, but when I do it this way, things just fall into place very naturally, very nicely, as if on their own. And we have that kind of expression. You have probably said it and heard others say it. And that's the kind of space we should try to enter and stay within. The living cosmos. Yeah. So, I mean, this is how I'm trying to put here this Bhakti Yoga topic, not as some philosophy or books that we repeat, but yeah, it's about real life. life right here and right now. Actually, this could be Priyavrata.